بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث العاشر عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال، يعني إذا خرج من بيته، بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، يقال له هديت وكفيت ووقيت وتنحى عنه الشيطان. Or Kama Khal alayhi salatu wasalam. Still in this chapter of having full yaqeen, conviction on the being of Allah, and in that is included on every teaching of deen, every dua, every ayat of the Quran, we must have full conviction. And by the meaning of full conviction is that there is not 1% of doubt in it. 100% we have conviction. And tawakkul, full trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for that Allah ta'ala has taught us a complete deen. And we should be looking for all our solutions in deen and not outside deen. If we are looking for the solutions outside deen, then we still got our doubts. So we see the teachings of deen and deen, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. The dunya is very hard. But today for us to engage in dunya is very easy, and to practice on deen has become very hard. It is because we have changed our own nature. Otherwise, yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr. Allah wants easiness for you, and in deen He has kept every ease. But we find ease in dunya's hard work, toiling from morning to night, whole day, a whole year to toil. That we find easy. And to come to the comfort of the masjid, we find it very hard. To make tilawat of one page, one ruku, we find very hard. But to watch a film for 1 hour, 2 hours, that is very easy for us, because we have changed our whole nature. So deen is very easy, and for all our protection and so many good things, we see one easy, simple dua, easy dua, which everyone knows also. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person leaves his home and he reads this dua, Bismillah, every Muslim knows Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. That also everyone knows. La wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Just 3 easy duas. Hardly any time. No hard toiling. No hard work. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Just doing that, and guaranteed 100%, we must have that full conviction and full trust on Allah Ta'ala, then it is said for that person as he's leaving his house, either Allah Himself says, or Allah makes a farishta and an angel announce to him. First thing, hudita, you have got your hidayat. That is, you are leaving home, you can easily be misguided. Temptations can come from all sides. Temptations of all gunas can come. But you have got your hidayat. And when that hidayat is granted and guaranteed, now you don't have to worry. As we know, the time will come, a person will wake up as a mu'min, sleep as a kafir. Sleep as a mu'min, wake up as a kafir. But when we read this dua, your hidayat has been guaranteed by Allah Ta'ala. Now you don't have to worry about that. The second dua that is given by reading those 3 duas, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. The second dua that is given to that person, Kufita, your needs will be fulfilled. A person leaves his house because of his various needs. And we know how many of our needs are not being fulfilled. We are going to doctor, from doctor to doctor for our cure, but we are not getting the cure. We are going from a lawyer to lawyer to sort our problems out. They are not. But we read this dua, but if we have that conviction, And even now, if we are talking and listening, but we feel these are just some part of deen. Deen is just some one aspect of our life. But dunya's things we still have to do. Then we won't benefit at all. But if we take the conviction that everything is in here, we don't have to worry about dunya and the means of dunya. The deen is complete and perfect. We will get the full benefit and we will see it. So the second need will also be fulfilled. All your needs will be fulfilled. The third, wuqita, you have got your protection, your security. And that is also a thing a person worries. If he leaves his home, we don't know who is waiting for us outside. We sit in the car, when we sit in the car, it is like one leg in the cover already. The accidents which are taking place, hijackings which are taking place, kidnappings which are taking place. But you got the dua from Allah Ta'ala, from the Farishta, that your protection is guaranteed. Now what more does a person want? Three simple duas. But unfortunately this won't make sense to us to have elaborate security systems, alarm systems, etc. To have bodyguards also, all that will make sense to us. That in there is our protection. But we won't see our protection in this dua. A dua taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taught by Allah Ta'ala. And the fourth great benefit, we read three duas, three great duas are given to us, and a fourth great benefit, وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And shaitan keeps away from that person. Shaitan won't bring temptations to a person. A person is on the road, he sees some woman, shaitan puts all types of ideas in his mind. He's doing his business, somebody comes to sell him stolen vector goods, all temptations come to that person. To do all haram business, all that comes to a person. But when shaitan moves away from you, now he won't interfere in your matters. Just by reading those three duas, all these great benefits are in there. And فَيَقُولْ يَعْنِي الشَّيْطَانِ. And further, that was the duas from Allah Ta'ala and the great benefit of shaitan moving away. Then shaitan says, وَيَقُولْ يَعْنِي الشَّيْطَانُ لِشَيْطَانٍ آخَرٍ. Shaitan, they talk amongst themselves now. When a person is read this dua, they say to one another, كَيْفَ لَكَ بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ هُدِيَ وَكُفِيَ وَوُقِيَ. Oh you all shaitans, what are you going to do about this man now, who has been given his hidayat, and who has all his needs are fulfilled, and he has been given his security and protection. Now what can you people do about him? You can't do anything. What a beautiful deen, really, truly, but unfortunately, nobody or very few of us will even think of reading this dua. If we again simple dua, we all know it. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But when we go home and we leave our homes, each one must check ourselves, do we read this dua or not? By tomorrow morning, each one must check, do I read the dua? To know the dua is not deen. To read the dua, and with that conviction, complete conviction and full trust on Allah Ta'ala, and then we will be able to be guides for mankind. People will see that these people, one good friend of ours living in a very, very vulnerable place, all around him like squatters, etc. But his front door was just one simple, this Y-series keys. Nothing else, no other lock, no burglar proofing, nothing. And he left very nicely and comfortably with no worries. When we have got protection of Allah, then even we can be in the most dangerous environments, nothing can happen to us. And we can have all the security in the world which we are seeing at the moment. And if Allah's protection is not there, though we are living and we got all the security and we are living in estates behind boom gates, but there also all types of crime takes place. So what we need is Allah Ta'ala and these amal. May Allah give us all understanding and tawfiq. So the simple dua, Bismillah, توكلت على الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We should read every time we leave the house, teach it to our children, make even our wives, even if they're just leaving the door house for it to go in the yard, read this dua. How long does it take? We won't have to put a bucket of water by the door that I read this dua and my throat gets dry, my stomach, my tongue becomes dry. So simple, and what great benefits and guaranteed benefit. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.